And so think about many large beings easily existed in the oceans and in the deep, but not in the way you think. You think in the ocean, it's wet, it's cold, it must be a fish or an octopus or a whale or something. Consciousness makes and adjusts the environment to its own specifications. You think that you are, let's say, a victim, so to speak, of the environment. And if the relationship of the gases in the atmosphere, water, earth, fire, changes, that it would be, let's say, threatening to you, and that you have nothing to do with it. You are, let's say, at the whim of nature. And this is how science has come to understand things. It's not the case. You are a co-creator of nature. So in some regards, the changes that are occurring throughout your solar system, on the sun, on the moon, and particularly on your planet, they're part of a large cycle and a doorway to an old way of life, a very large doorway, is closing all over the planet. You may see it in terms of modernization, of agribusiness and factory farming and the commercialization of goods and transport and electronics and cell phones and satellites and commerce and trade, etc. Let's say that's not what we are speaking of. We are speaking of cycles of energy. And within these cycles of energy, there are times when all civilizations come to these peaks, these renaissance, these discoveries, these blossomings and flowerings that occur very quickly. And then it depends on the moral integrity and responsibility of the collective, of what they do with them. You have, in the last 20 years, as a planet, as a people, you have made a mad dash into a world of light, into a world of information. We've always talked about the frequency of light as being equated to information. Why? Because within all of what you call the natural world, where you have light, whether it was reflected moonlight and reflected starlight or projected starlight, sunlight, cosmic light, on all light, there is information. On the rays of light, there are all sorts of layers of data, intelligence, let's say knowledge, encoded. And that light, depending upon its frequency, depending upon its intent, helps to sustain, design, and build life. One could say that all ideas travel on light frequencies. You pick up ideas using the pineal gland, using the cochlea in your ear, using the biological being that you are. And right now the whole planet is undergoing tremendous transformation. The messages on the light frequencies are pushing everyone in a new direction. This is the entering to the new reality. Now, you can walk into this new reality, you can skip into it, you can leap into it, or you could get pushed into it. But if you are going to stay on the planet, you are going to be entering the new reality. There are people now who are finding it very difficult to stay on the planet. The energies are intense. If the body has not been cared for with the very best of fashion, then the body starts to, let's say, block some of these life-enhancing rays. If you yourself find yourself in difficulty, do your best to use your knowledge and to let this energy move through you and grow with it. If you are dealing with loved ones, friends, who are having difficulty with blocked energy and difficulty with sickness in the body, know that you are in a special doorway. Do your best to graciously see loved ones, friends, family over to the other side. It is one of the most chakra enlivening events that you can have in your life.